This is the WBAA Arts Spotlight. I'm Greg Kostrava. The Noontime Concert and Luncheon Series at St. John's Episcopal Church in downtown Lafayette begins again next Wednesday, October 14th, and continues the second Wednesday of each month through April. Michael Bennett is the curator of the series. He's also director of music at St. John's Episcopal. Good to have you here.
Thank you so much.
Let's talk about this series. It's relatively new by standards of musical activities going on in the greater Lafayette area.
Right. We're in our ninth year, so for something that's kind of new, it's made it that long, which is great. But for a lot of other musical groups here in town that have been around a long time, no, it's not very old.
And you felt that there was a need for something like this, right? I mean, why did you start it?
Well, when I was a student at Indiana University, and even before then in high school, I was often playing in some community churches that I grew up in and in Bloomington that have a series like this. And it was nice where people could, over the lunch hour in a downtown community, come in and hear a concert and stay for lunch if they chose, just to have a break in the day that was musically driven. So St. John's began offering that in the fall of 2007 as something that we thought would be great. And it's kind of gotten really large and a lot of fun. Did I ever think it would be going 9, 10 years? I'm not so sure. Another reason that I decided to do it was there was an opportunity for a vocal soloist to be able to perform a traditional recital or concert, if you will, of vocal literature music. There are a lot of vocal groups, choirs in this town. And of course, we have the Lafayette Symphony and the Topeka New Chamber Music Society that are instrumentally driven. But to have a place where a singer could come sing some arias and lieder and all of that, a place where an instrumentalist could perform solo violin music or oboe or bassoon that you don't hear normally in town outside of an orchestral setting. English horn, bassoon, oboe, trombone, French horn, trumpet, forehand piano, organ, soprano, alto, tenor, bass, and I'm probably leaving out a few.
You probably are. You've had such a diverse range. Is that one of kind of the hallmarks of the series, looking for something maybe a little bit off the beaten track?
It is, and as soon as you said that, I was thinking of, we've had percussion. You don't really get to hear a solo percussionist very often in town. We have a recorder ensemble that plays recorders, you know, as small as a large pencil to a full bass recorder that's the size of a large saxophone. So I feel like we're a venue for places that don't have a traditional venue, and yet we are trying to bring some diversity to the music groups here in Lafayette.
Now, how do you draw your musicians? Do people come to you and say, hey, I'd like to perform, or do you actively seek out particular, say, underrepresented, shall we say, musical instruments?
It's a mix of both. I would say mostly I go to people. There are some people that have played before that like to do it, and every so often will say, oh, I've been working on a new piece. But I would say mostly I think about the season, try to have balance from artists that are very well known in the community, such as yourself, and others who have played, to have them come every year, two or three, back and play something different. But I also like to go to some new folks, incorporate each year. And I also like to include somebody who you would define as young, somebody that's maybe studying music in college. We've been doing that for the past couple of years. And one of the favorite groups happens to be the Varsity Singers from Jeff High School, which I also direct. That's just a lot of fun because that space is really conducive to choral singing. And so when those kids really get going, it's always a wonderful concert.
Let's talk about the luncheon part of it. We've talked about the concert part of it. Lunch is provided afterwards, basically, right, for a free will donation.
Yes. Again, the concerts are very short. They're 20 minutes in length. Again, we have people that come from work that need to be in the door when the concert starts and have about a 20, 23-minute concert. And then we have a lunch every month supported by members of the parish that host that lunch and help in preparation. Local business donates bread so we can have sandwiches and other items that, again, are prepared by parishioners. And that's where it gets incredibly social. A lot of people come every month. It's sort of the best of both worlds in my mind, good music and good food and fellowship. So it turns into a larger than a 20-minute affair for a lot of people that come and share and have known each other a long time and are active supporters of music in this community.
Now, you definitely have the core group of people, as you're talking about, but do you find that new people are finding out about this series and coming? Do you see new faces every time, or is it pretty much the same old, same old?
I would say 50% of the crowd are St. John's parishioners that come every month. or they may attend another church and just know about it through the musicians in the community. And then each time, depending on who the artists are, you get a different crowd. There's some people in this community that have strong followers that may attend another church and have a regular congregation that they're used to performing for. And so a lot of those people will come to support that. However, we are very active in promoting, with thanks to a lot of the news agencies in town. The word is still very strong, and we do get people that just see the sign on the street on that particular Wednesday and come in. The music is very high quality and very formal in its presentation, but the atmosphere is very relaxed, very Indiana, Midwestern, come in. I make sure that the performers relate to the audience, share a little bit about the music, so that there's a bit of education as well.
And that kind of breaks down the formality of the whole situation,
right,
too.
Yeah, the music is always done at the highest level, but to have the midday feel versus the evening feel, plus the 70 to 80% of the crowd that stays for lunch and enjoys the social time, is important as well.
Let's talk about who you have coming up this year. The first one, like I said, is next Wednesday, October 14th at 12:10.
Yes, that is going to be performed by a young student at Indiana University. She's obtaining her master's in voice. Her name is Amanda Sessler, and she lived here briefly in Lafayette for a time. She's a soprano and will be singing music of Puccini, Hoibe, and Strauss. And she has sung in China and in Italy after her undergraduate degrees and is now pursuing her master's. So I've invited her to come back to Lafayette. In November and December, we're actually having two back-to-back organ concerts. The organ at St. John's is actually undergoing some serious study about its future. And so we're going to play the organ a lot this next year, both for the lunchtime series and in some other events at the church. But in November, Brad Hughley, who is the assistant organist at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Indianapolis, a colleague of mine, is going to be performing in Lafayette for his first time, and then I actually will be playing the December concert, so I'm looking forward to that. And then in January, we're having a young lady. Her name is Elena Escudero, and she's a sophomore at Paul University, a voice student formerly of local teacher Virgene Miller. And she's going to be singing some vocal selections as well. In February, we have a young man. His name is Matthew Finger. He's a percussionist, and he played a solo marimba concert, and I've invited him to join us. And in March, the Varsity Singers at Jeff High School will be performing a concert, as they do every year. And then, so in April, during Jazz Appreciation Month, two local musicians that are well-known to the jazz community, Judd Danby and Lynn Caldwell, be performing piano and bass duo to round out our season. That is the season we've got lined up for our ninth year now.
And if people would like more information about this series, where should they go?
They can do two things. Probably the easiest spot would be to go to the St. John's Episcopal website. On the homepage, there's the music link, and the information is right on that page. And, of course, they can always call and ask to speak with me, 765-742-4079.
Michael Bennett, curator, as it were, of the Noontime Concert and Luncheon Series at St. John's Episcopal Church. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
For the WBAA Arts Spotlight, I'm Greg Kostrava.